Today's daf is daf Yud Ches, and before we continue, I'd like to take a little peek once again at the Mishnah that describes the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rav Lefanav Asur Lacharav Mutar, Rabbi Yossi and Lefanav Lacharav Asur. So first we had the Chumra, which were the Lodim Yisrael, remember some of them were very Chumra, you can't even be mastered on them. So Rabbi Yossi over there is Machmer, and he says both the day before and after the holiday that's mentioned in Megillat Ta'anit is Asur. We'll see what it's Asur. He doesn't say if it's Asur also in Hesfei. We'll see later on in the Gemara, it's actually only Asur, not the Chumra of the day itself, but only in Ta'ana. And when it comes to a day to Loli Ta'ana, so then the Fanav Lachrav Mutar, according to Tana Kama, which is Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Yossi, there we go down one step, but certainly the Fanav is Asur. If you recall, the Gemara that we've been discussing has come to explain why it is that we started the holiday of the Tamid, Itot of Tamid, on Rosh Chodesh. And we said it's a holiday on Rosh Chodesh because we wanted to Asur also the day before. Whereas for Rosh Chodesh, we wouldn't Asur the day before because it's a Diyaraita, and therefore we don't have 3 months. Why do we have the holiday extending through Pesach, which anyway is a holiday? Because we want to have the Yom Shel Acharav. Problem is, of course, that in accordance with what the Mishnah said, the Yom Shel Acharav only occurs Aliva de Rabbi Yossi. The fun of was Asur Aliva de Rabbi Meir. So therefore, today the Gemara begins with the words Kiman and blind to Kiman Rabbi Yossi. Diomar Bein Lefanav Bein Laacharav Asur. Now, okay, so the only way that you've been able to explain to me what the purpose is of a holiday that extends through the Pesach is to tell me that according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that even Laacharav on the Taniyot that are lo lemisvadvan, it's going to be Asur the day afterwards. So if that's the case, then let me ask you something. Be Esrim V'tisha Nami. My Aridav Yumin Human to meet. The problem over here was, you said, we had to have a reason for saying that Rosh Chodesh would be a holiday. Because anyway, it's a holiday. So you said the reason to make it a holiday is to make the day before, which was the 29th day of Adar, a holiday. The problem is that almost every year, the 29th of Adar comes after the 28th of Adar. And the 28th of Adar is anyway a holiday. So if you weren't going like Rabbi Yossi, that wouldn't bother me. Because according to the Tana Kama, the day afterward is not Asur. But now that you've explained that the only way it works out that right was Aliva de Rabbi Yossi that created this new two sets of holidays. Only works out like Rabbi Yossi. So now you've undone the reason for the first set because I don't need to have Rosh Chodesh Nisan as a holiday to Asur Chavtet B'Adar if anyway Chavtet B'Adar is a holiday. Therefore, as the Gemara Yochi Besrim Tish V'Tish Anami, the 29th day of Adar, my Aridava Yomim Debekam Yomim Mitukam Tamida. What's the big deal of making it the day before the holiday of Rosh Chodesh, which was the days, the beginning of the 8 days of the Bitukim Tamida? It's already a holiday because Teple Davila Yuma Debatar Esrim Vetmanya. It always comes out after the 28th, and we know that the 28th is a holiday to Tanya. But furthermore, in Megillat Ta'anit, we know it says Besrim Vetmanya, they are the 28th day of Adar, Atat Besurta Tavata Yehudai Delo Ya'inun Minyoraita, a Besurat Tova came to the Jews that they no longer have to be menatek themselves to be mitbatel from the Torah. Remember, we had this Rosh Hashanah. Said over there, there were two perushim mitbatel menat Torah in terms of one of the gezerot was esik Torah directly. So that means they didn't have to stop learning Torah because they were mevatel that gezerah. Or it means in the following, all of the following gezerot, they didn't have to leave the chiyuv of the Torah. Oh, shepam achad nigzarah gezerah yisrael shelo yasku b'Torah. This is the Metronisa story in Rome. So once they were gozer a gezerah, that there should be no learning, all the favorite gezerot. So Ma'asa Yehuda ben Shamoa v'chaverav, we already had the story. Ochu v'natlu etzam mimatronita achad, sheko gedolei romi b'tsuyin etzla. They went to one of these Washington matrons who serves a lot of purposes, and she knows exactly what's going on in Washington.
Hello, Dolly. Hello,
Dolly. Amra lahem. So she said to them, look, I'll tell you what to do, basically. And this is all a matter of putting the pressure points on the right place. Imdu vivgino balayalo. What you gotta do, you get up in the middle of the night, you'll wake up half the city, everybody's gonna be wondering what's going on, and then the political balance will work out in your favor. So get up in the middle of the night and make a havgana. This verse, havgana, used in the sense of, that we use it today. Usually the word havgino simply meant sa'aka, tila, and so on. It became now a demonstration, public demonstration. So what you should say, then, so they went ahead, they Shino Balaila Amru, and they said like this, Ei Shamayim, for heaven's sakes. Loa, that's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that these were two different things. The Ei Shamayim, that they turned to HaKadosh Baruch. So they were saying, listen, Lama Yomru HaGoyim HaYena Elayhem, if we're going to not be able to, you can't protect us, we should be able to raise the Torah. And then they went ahead, V'chiloa Checham Anachu, are we not brothers, the Jews and the Romans? But Rashi learns it was all said in the sense of, for heaven's sakes, I mean, we should, in front of the heavens, we should both think about this. So lo achim anachnu, lo b'nei avechad anachnu, lo b'nei amachat anachnu, emachat anachnu. Are we not members of the same people, through the same father, the same mother? Ma nishtaninu mikolum av alashon shatem kozvim alenu gzerot ra'od. How could it be? What is this? It's sibling rivalry? This is ridiculous. Ubitlum. So they went ahead and were mevatel the gzerot. V'oto yom asu yom tov. That day was made a yom tov, and that's the 28th. So if the 28th is asur, and we're fasting like Rav Yosef, the day afterwards is asur also, because that was the only way to explain why we have a yom tov through Pesach. So now the first part is inconsistent, because now we don't need a yom tov from Rosh Chodesh to tell me the day before, because it's already the day after. Omer Abai, I'll tell you, you're right. Lo nitzche lo chodesh me'ubar. It is possible, although rare, to have an Adar, which would be me'ubar. Now it's interesting, Rashi says the chodesh me'ubar would be when you have Adar Sheni. Because all the way we pass it, it's the opposite of the other that's almost. Lonisan is chaser, okay. But not like that shita. Or, of course, could be talking about stock. When the Merkal Shafi Ariya, they didn't see there was no Ri'iyah, and they let the month go down to be Mu'ubar. My love was too early. So in that case, the 29th would in fact be the day after the 28th. But this way, the 30th would be the day before the 1st. And that's still necessary, because we have to make Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even when there were 30 days in Adar, we also had to make that a holiday to make the 30th Aser. So for those rare occasions, we counted the Tumid holiday from Rosh Chodesh itself, instead of from the 2nd of the month. Rav Ashi says you don't have to come on to a strange case like that. Afilotem lechodesh chaser. No, I just said where Adar has an extra day. Rav Ashi Amar, afilu teim al chodesh chaser. Does he do not need to be talking about a case where you have an extra day in Adar? The point is, I still need to know that this is a holiday on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because now it turns out that the 29th falls between two holidays, and a day that falls between two holidays is more chamor as a holiday than just the day that falls Acharav or Lefanav. And that makes a big difference. Why? Because normally, Koshila Acharav, or Lefanav actually, the Isser of extended holiday will never extend all the way to Hesed. Even if the primary holiday is the Lola Misbeid, but the secondary, Yom Shel Acharav, Lefanav, is only going to be Osir B'Ta'anit, but it will be Mutter B'Hesed. By making Rosh Chodesh as well a holiday, we now make the 29th the day between two holidays. And then it becomes an extended holiday. Once it becomes an extended holiday, so now it's all zeh. If you have George Washington's birthday would fall out on a Tuesday, so then already the Sunday extended to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So once between two holidays, you take an extended weekend. Not in this country. They call it a Yom Gesher in this country. So, Suki Yom Tov Atzma, Filo Be'espen Nami Asur. And therefore, for this unique situation, we indeed need this particular configuration. And normally we wouldn't have. Oh, my, my. Okay, now I got another problem. You said, Mitmanya Be'atzov Mu'ada Itutav Chagat Shavu'aya Delodam Yisveh. You said from the 8th through the end of the holiday of Pesach, it's a holiday in honor of the Kvi'ut of Shavu'ot, you said. And we explained what the point is of having a holiday through Pesach. That part doesn't bother me. What bothers me is, why do we have two holidays on the 8th of Nisan? We have our first holiday from the Tamid holiday, and the second holiday which starts also on the 8th of Nisan. You want to have a holiday started on the 9th. The 8th is anyway a holiday. If you have Yom Shel Acharav, Yom Shel Lefanav, I mean, it's itself a holiday. So explain to me, Lomali Lameimar Mitmanya Bey, what's the point of having a holiday on the 8th, which was already the last day of the holiday of the Tamid? All you had to say was Mitisha Bey. And Memela, Tmanya Gufe remains Osir because it's part of the 8th day holiday of Yom Adi Tukam Beit Tmida. I'll tell you, says the Gemara, you're right. But it does make a very important nafkamina. Why? Because kibud the ilam mikla milta ubatalina l'shiva, tamanya gufe would remain osir da'avile yumakamadi toto b'chaga d'shavu'aya. You see, suppose something happened, chas v'shalom, we needed to be mevatel, let's say even the first day of the eighth-day holiday for the Tum. And then we needed to make a fast. It was something terrible that happened, we made a fast. And we made it on the third day of Nisan. But once we're mevatel, that period, to make a fast on it, the whole thing becomes canceled. Okay, so now we canceled it, so we would run through the eighth in cancellation. And we would allow Hispedin and Taniot all the way through the eighth. But now that the eighth is also a holiday because of Shavuos, because of the Tuta of Chagat Shavuaya, so now the eighth is part of another series. And therefore, even though the series that it was part of that came before is Bato, the series afterwards remains extant and Asher's the eighth. So there are important distinctions. Now you'll ask, even so, if we would have started from the ninth, the eighth would have been Asher because it was the day before the ninth. Right? But that's not a kasha, because we'll see on Ahmed Beis, as Rashi points out, that once you cancel a primary holiday, and that day was part of a primary holiday that was now canceled, it's absurd to say that I'm going to answer it because of its being the day before some other holiday. I already canceled its own holiday. So Mamela, a cancellation would affect it even under those circumstances. Okay, so it itself had to become a holiday. Now, it says the Gemara, but once we're talking about cancellations, we could change our whole approach to the sugya now. I mean, we've been looking for reasons to answer something where it was already usher. Now there's no problem. Because as long as we're talking about a day that might be canceled, so then, fine, I need another reason to answer. So your whole logic of why we needed to answer now the 29th through making it the day between, or however we explained it, it's no longer a problem. Because you said, well, it's always going to be us, or leave the Rav Yosef, because the 29th always falls after the 28th. But suppose we cancel the 28th? So then the 29th would be mutter. So now we have to have another reason for the 29th to be itself us. Therefore, it still makes an afkim. Now that you're willing to entertain the notions of cancellation, so your previous problem about Esrim V'tisha is no longer a problem. It's the same thing, Esrim V'tisha Na. Given the Mikla Milta Batinil Esrim V'tvanya, let's say something would happen, Chas V'Sholem, that would cause us to cancel the holiday of the 28th, which was the Besur Tatava holiday. So the Christians love that holiday. It's a good news holiday. So the Esrim V'tisha Gufe remains Osir because of our other Takana that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is itself now a Durabonan holiday, besides being a Rosh Chodesh, the Tamid holiday, in which case now the 29th, which is Erev Tamid holiday, means also, which previously it wouldn't have been. Now everything works out. I have a Yuma, the Mekame Yuma, Ditokam Tamid.
Amen.
Ah, that's good stuff, Richie. Oh. This is the new 18-year-old.
18-year-old team.
I'm trying to impress my audience. You're giving away all the secrets. No, Dafka not, because Rosh Chodesh is a Diraita, therefore it doesn't answer. That's the thing we had before, so we needed to make it a Dirabbana. Itmar, Rebchia Barasi Omar Rav, Alochik Reb Yossi. So here we find Rav Baskin, Lechurba Ta'asa, Lefana Bula Akrav, on the Yuma, Delola Misvat, and Shmuel Omar Alochik Reb Yemeir, and Shmuel's being Mekel to say that only Yom Shilafanav is us. Wait a second, Yom Shmuelachi. Shmuel said Yom Shilafanav is us. Vatanya, we have a third Shita, not like Reb Yossi, and not like Reb Yemeir, and that's the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel that shows up in a braita. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, read very carefully what it says in Megillat Tanit. It says, Dolole misfad behon. Dolole hit'ana behon. Okay, why does that have to stress that? Behon. Behem. Dafka. It's saying, Dafka on them. That's the point. Matam of Lomar behon, behon, shtei pa'ami. Lomar lecha is telling you, Bedafka, that the takon of Megillat Tanit was only behem, and not Yom Shel Akrav, and not Yom Shel Afanav, that neither of them are Asr, and I disagree both with Rabbi Meir and with Rabbi Yossi, and Lifnehem Ulachareim are both Mutter, even in the most Chomor, which is the Yameim Delo Lemispadbon. And Shmuel went ahead and Paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that there was no Isser Lefanav, and yet a moment ago we heard him Paskining like Rabbi Meir, that at least Lefanav there is an Isser. How do you explain that contradiction in Shmuel? Well, you're right, it's a contradiction, but it was a historical reality that first he knew the Mishnah, he didn't know the Braita. So mi kara sovar kivin de lekatana de beikuk Rabbi Meir or mi Rabbi Meir, some have the gears which might be more accurate on that. Personally, I think the Ki Rabbi Meir is the derech of the Gemara to use, even though it means more then. So since, in other words, the point is that Shmuel held we should be makel as much as possible to Megillat Hanukkah. In the end, we ended up being mavata, the whole thing. He was looking for a kula. The biggest kula that he could find among the Tanoim was the kula of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, because he hadn't heard yet of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But the moment, so then he said, "Halacha Rabbi Meir, given the Shamil Rabbi Shimon Gamliel once already heard the Braita, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is willing to be makel tvei, so now he's got somebody to rely on for even a bigger kula." Okay, so then he said, "Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel." But obviously, that was the trend in his thinking. It was consistent in terms of what he was looking for. It was inconsistent in terms of the sources that he was aware of. But as soon as he became aware of the source, he certainly paskin and looked cool as much as possible. What? What's that? What? Did I hear somebody wanting to be machmer?
No. You say
usually mutar is a kula? I know nowadays they do it the other way around. That's right. Now here Bali was from the Pacific Islands. That's Richie's neighbor. Rashi makes very sure that it's the name of a Chokham, and don't make any mistakes about that. Yeah, today I'm sure he would have changed his name. From across a crowded room. So he says, let me tell you, the halacha aliba de Rabbi Yochanan was in this sugya, not like Shmuel, that was mach, but like Rabbi Yossi to ask him in front of a shalach. At least that's what we thought of him. Omele Rabbi Chia Labali. The Rabbi Chia said to Bali, hold on 1 second. This is not a vechein in the sense of discussing the same sugya. They are not discussing the same sugya. It sounds like they were. I want to explain to you. Asber lecha. Rabbi Yochanan, who paskin like Rabbi Yossi, was not referring to the machlokas that we just had with Shmuel and Rav, who were arguing about what the din was in the case of the more chomer ta'aniyot, the lola mispat bahon. So over there, they were arguing whether halachas like Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yosef, maybe even less aliba the Shmuel aliba of Shmuel Gamliel. But that wasn't what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to at all. Rabbi Yochanan was going back to halacha Rabbi Yosef adalola hit anah, where Rabbi Meir held there was no iser at all. So Rabbi Yochanan said lefanavur lahachrav. So Rabbi Yochanan said, look, when it comes to let's be machmer. Well, asa lefana, but when it comes to the other machlokas, he didn't say like Rabbi Yosef Shatzer both lefana and lachra. That's you're misleading us by presenting it in the context of the case here. Completely different case. So basically, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we never want to allow no zecher lefana. Lefana is asa, whether it's leitana or whether it's lemispad. But he wasn't. He was ready to agree that laachra would be mutter. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir in the case of the Lola Mispar. He was only arguing in a case we hadn't even discussed yet, because all of the holidays that are under discussion here are the days of the Lola Mispar, and he was talking about the Lola Yitana. So let's keep it separate so we don't get confused. So in other words, what we have essentially, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan, is a compromise psak when it comes to Lola Yitana. There, we're talking about the Lola Yitana, he paskins, well, let's asur lefana. But when it comes to the Lola Mispad, he says, let's not Asr La'achra. Which case, according to him, always the day before is Asr, always the day La'achra is Mutter. Yeah, that wasn't consistent with any of the shittas we saw earlier. It was either like Rabbi Yossi all the way, like Rabbi Meir all the way, or never answering anything. So we really have four different approaches. We include Rabbi Yochanan in terms of the way we apply the whole Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, but wait, even that doesn't make sense. If you Rabbi Yochanan, okay, how could Rabbi Meir hold that we aser lefanav if, remember, the overall klal in Rabbi Yochanan's piskaot, or that Rabbi Yochanan halakha kistam Mishnah? When do we find stam Mishnah? We assume that that's now, I'm going to show you in a Stam Mishnah that there is no Isur Lefanav, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he couldn't have paskin even in the case of only talking about Lefanav. Not fine, I understand you're trying to fix it up by saying that Lola Acharav, but even Lefanav is contradicted by Stam Mishnah. Look at this. It says in the Mishnah, Afapisha Omru Magdimim, even though we say that sometimes we're Magdim the Kriyat HaMegillah, and that, of course, we've got a lot of cases like that when it comes out on Shabbos, or if you live in a kvar and you don't have a local Beit HaKnesset and so on. So then we're makdim to the Yom HaKnisa. Now the kedima, Rich, the kedima to the Yom HaKnisa could pull you back quite a bit, because if your Yud Dalet comes out on the first of the week of Yom Rishon, your Yom HaKnisa goes all the way back to the 11th there, which is the Thursday before. You got the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And so we never go ahead for the B'nai HaKvarim. Okay, so we've got a lot of play there on the days of the Megillah. So even though we say Magdinim, we don't go, we'll make it later. The Gra takes out the Lo Ma'achrim, is completely irrelevant to our discussion. There's nothing wrong with saying the Lo Ma'achrim. Nonetheless, the days in which people read the Megillah at a time which is not really their own Purim, so the halach is when they read it on a day that's not their own Purim, don't think that that turns the day into a holiday. You're allowed to be masvid, and you're allowed to make a tainis even while you're reading the Megillah test. Fascinating. Now, I ask you, explain to me what the case is in this Mishnah, and I'm going to show you that it couldn't be that Rabbi Yochanan would have passed against the Mishnah. Because look, Ema, are we talking about a case where a Ben Chamesar, meaning somebody who lives, let's say, in Yerushalayim, and in this case he has to read on the 14th. Okay, so let's say that he went for the day to a play, went to Tel Aviv. Okay, so he's reading now the Megillah with them. And the halacha is, of course, Poruz Ben Yomo is Nikra Poruz in terms of Mikra Megillah, but only in terms of Mikra Megillah. So that's what it would be saying. And that you would be allowed, therefore, to have a tainis on the 14th. No, that's ridiculous. That's not what Mishari. Does it not say Megillat Ta'ani? It mentions Yom Arba'a Sarbo, V'Yom Chamisha Sarbo, that the 14th, the 15th days of Adar are Yumi Puruya Inom. Those are the days of Purim, below the Mispad Bahon, that you're not allowed to have a Hesped. Now, Rava points out, hey, what is this business of putting Purim into Megillat Ta'anit? I mean, I don't need Megillat Ta'anit to be Koveya Purim. It's a part of the Chof Dalet Svarim of Tanakh. So, obviously, the only, I mean, it says, Liyoto Simit Yumea Purim Eila, it's Yom Arba Asav Yom Chamishas. I don't need Megillat Ta'anit. So, Lo Nitzko, why then, says Rabba, was it mentioned in the Megillat Ta'anit? Ela Les Sort Shal Zeb Zeb Shal Zeb Zeb. What the Megillat Ta'anit is pointing out is, Rich, that whether you are a 15th Purim man or a 14th Purim man makes no difference, because both days also anyway in terms of Hesped V'Ta'anit because of Megillat Ta'anit. Forget about the reading of the Megillat Esther and the Dinim of Purim itself. We're Koveya, each one is also in the other one. So it doesn't matter where you live, there's no Ta'aniyot and there's no Hespedim on either of those days. Okay? So therefore that can't be the case. Fine. Alright, so tell me what the case is when it is Mutar B'Hesped. Ela's talking about a guy who is a 14th man, okay, and now he's reading on the 13th, okay, and that's possible, where, let's say, you have, he lives in a kvar, okay, and he's got, comes out on a Tuesday, and he's got to go back the day before on a Monday, so he's reading on the Monday earlier, where he can come into the big town and find somebody who's going to read for him, which is the din, as we'll see in Masechet Megillah, and you're telling me that on the 13th, which is neither the 14th or the 15th, on the 13th, he's allowed to have a tani. That's not true. The 13th is a holiday. Not very well known anymore, but in Megillat Tanit, it was called Yom Nikanor. This is not the Nikanor that we celebrate. This is the Nikanor whose death we celebrate, as we'll see the story. But we'll see it a little bit later. So the 13th is Yom Nikanor, okay? So it can't be. We got a problem. The 13th is. What do you mean? The Lola. It's Anabon. What about Dinah's Esther? What do they do? They bump Dinah's Esther. That's a wild story. It's actually Machlokes Rishonim.
You're allowed to fast on the fast day?
No, not the fast. Not the fast. They made a Yom Trayon that's not the fast. I make it not the fast. The fast day. So the Enochinam is cheap in Iran that it was a holiday that they were Kovea only in terms of Esper, not in terms of Dinah. They did keep the time.
They didn't do the
Menor Esper. Others learned they were Bavata Dinah's Esther.
Wow.
And the Dinah's Esther only came back after the Bittul of Yom Trayon. Let's go back then and say it's talking about a case where you're a 14th or Purim, and it turned out that you had to go back 2 days. So let's say it was a Wednesday Purim, and you now went and you're reading on the 12th. Aha, 12th is also a holiday. Aha, now what are you going to do? The 12th is Yom Trianesu. And yeah, you're wondering why the Goyim is saying these Jews, it's always holidays.
Always holidays. Have we still controlled the economy?
That's amazing. So that was Yom Turianus, which we'll see about. Elalav. Okay, the only case would be that we dragged it all the way back to the 11th, which is where it would come out on a Sunday, and since you have to go into the big city, and we don't go later, we've got to go all the way back to Thursday, which is now the 11th of Adar. And now, it says, nonetheless, your reading doesn't matter. It's mutter besped ubetani. How do you get that it's mutter on the hesped and the ta'anit? Apparently, there's no problem of reading on the, of fasting on the day before Yom Turianus. Now, if the Mishnah is ready to be... walking in with that cane really does it for you. I figured you'd...
have night's sleep.
Really?
Your machine's couldn't use the machine. My nose was up.
Oh, right. You're going to have to get a more powerful machine that can break through anything.
Break through the wall of snot.
So... we now have shown from the Mishnah that the day before Yom Turianus is mutter, in which case the Stam Mishnah is assuming that the Yom Shelevanav is mutter. Rav Yochanan says we paskin like Stam Mishnah. So now we have an intractable problem. On the one hand, he's saying we paskin like Stam Mishnah, Yom Shelevanav is mutter. On the other hand, he's being quoted over here by Bali as saying that the Yom Shelevanav is us. And how do you explain that? Does the Gemara know that it's really not a problem? Because, I'll tell you, it could well be that it's the case you originally said. You said, couldn't be the 14ers that are reading on the 12th, because after all, I mean, the 12th is a famous holiday, Yom Turianus. I mean, you can't... the Ka'amid Yom Turianus, that's not a problem, because they had to cancel Yom Turianus. Gufei Betulei Batluei, they canceled Yom Turianus because Shemaya Vachia Achiv were murdered on Yom Turianus, and therefore they canceled it. We'll talk about what that is. Rashi says he doesn't know who these people are, but there is a shita that in the Yerushalmi that explains it, maybe. So I'll prove it to you. Reb Nachman actually once was gozer at Tanit Zibur on the 12th of Adar, and everybody came to him. How can you be gozer at Tanit on the 12th of Adar if it's Yom Turianus? And he said to them, Yom Turianus, what's the problem with Yom Turianus? Yom Turianus has been canceled. Betuli Batlua, Hol Vener Gubo Shemaya Vachia Achiv. Take out that Gufei, because here we're not talking about the Lefanov or Gufei, it's talking about the day. But wait! Even if they canceled it, you got another problem, because it's the day before Yom Nicanor. And Yom Nicanor, of course, is now going to us the day before, unless you hold it the day before isn't us. But then we have the same problem of a leader of Yochanan. So you haven't helped us at all. Ah, says Ravashi. Here comes the svar that we referred to earlier. Om Ravashi, Ashtehi Gufei Batlu, Mishum Yom Nicanor Nekom Nigzar. I mean, obviously, once we canceled the day for its primary holiday, we're not going to make it us because it's the day before another holiday. The whole point of the cancellation is that any elements of celebration on this day, even primary celebration, is canceled. Kosh came secondary celebration. So therefore, there's no longer a problem of the 12th. So you can't ask from here in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, who was talking about where there were no cancellations. So over there, Nachinami, he paskins that Yom Shelefanav Asur, even on a day Shelolita Nava. And what is that, by the way, this Yom Nicanor? My Nicanor, my Turianus, I mean, we seem to have forgotten what these holy days were all about. Tanya, Nicanor, Echad Miafarchei Yevanim, one of the Greek satraps, and thought of that word, you know. So he was one of their representatives over there.
Don't know that word. What is it?
It's like a governor it's a functionary of the Persians. He had a habit of said, just wait. There's people still doing it. Except they wave nuclear weapons. You know, so they wave their weapons against Yehuda of Yerushalayim. Ah! Ematai tipol biyadi. The day is going to come. Will fall into my hands, v'ermasena, I will crush them, my feet trample over them. One of these days, these boots are going to walk on. What do you mean? We got people, they're still talking, man, they're still talking. So when the Jews had their victory over the Greeks, they took Mr. Nicanor and they cut off the thumbs that he was using to point to Yerushalayim, and the feet that he was going to be using to trample over Yerushalayim, and they hung them up in the gates of Yerushalayim. Of course, all the leftists moved at that point to Tel Aviv. But the Amru, and what they said was, Pesh haya medaber begaava, v'yadayim shayu benifot ha-Yerushalayim, teyaseh behem nekama. Let us make a public spectacle about this guy. So that day became a holiday. Yom Turianus. What do you mean? You'll get arrested. Are you kidding? Yom Turianus. What was that? Omro Kishabikesh Turianus La Roget Lulianus Papa Achiv Balutkia. The famous story where Turianus, who wanted, it was a whole Mysa, one of the daughters of Caesar, had been found murdered. And of course, they blamed the Jews. So these two people, Lulianus and Papas, who lived in Lud, became known afterwards as Kedoshe Lud, Ein Kobriya Yechol Alamei B'Mitzasam. He was going to, they were going to have pogroms. Yeah, this relates back to the days of Shmaya and Achiyavara. So what happened was, is they went up to the cops and they admitted to the murder, because they figured that that way, at least it won't be general pogroms against the Jews. They'll have their two suspects, and then the law will take its own course, and they'll be killed, and everyone else will be safe. So they went ahead and they volunteered to be the scapegoat. So Turianus, who knew perfectly well that they hadn't killed anybody, so he said to them, you know, look, you guys, I mean, you're so holy, you don't have to worry about my shooting you. I mean, that's not a problem. Because imi amoshu chananya mishova zayaten, ayyava aloheichem, v'yatzilitchem miyadi. I mean, so, doesn't God stop bullets and stuff? I mean, you can't blame me for this. I mean, it's all part of the show, you know. Kiderach she'tzilit chananya mishova zayaten miyadi v'chadetzer. I mean, look, this has happened before in history. So, it's not really up to me, you know. We'll go through with the show, all right? Omrulos, they said to him, very funny. Hanani Mishal Vazaria, first of all, were tzaddikim, okay? We're a bunch of idiots. These guys were tzaddikim gemurim. Ruhim ayu le'asot be'emneiz. Nebuchadnezzar, melech hagun haya. Nebuchadnezzar was a real king, and not a shmo like you. He's a person that was up there. He knew what he was doing. When it came, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him what he needed to show him, he was meida, mishabeach. I mean, what? A guy like that is royal le'asot neis hayado. When he goes through with the story, so you're right, things work out good for him. In the end, it becomes a Kiddush Hashem and so on. But let me tell you something. Otorasha Hedyotu, that idiot, Russia, you meaning. First of all, he's a Hedyot. He's not a king. I mean, he's making himself into the big guy. He's a nobody. And he certainly is not royally a Sodnes al Yado. He's a Russia. Furthermore, we are not comparable to Hanani Mishav Azariah. Anu nitchayavnu kliyala makom. Look, obviously, we're chayav to be killed. I mean, we weren't given over into your hands because of you. We were. There was a gezeira against us. So, okay? It's in Let me tell you something. If you don't kill us now, so there's plenty of people who can kill us. In Harbe, Oregon, Yeshua, Lamokum, God's decided to take our lives. You know, there's plenty of bears, there's plenty of lions, oh my. I mean, you're just one of them, you know? So Yeshua, Lamokum, Bolama, Shepogimbano, Vargimotanu. Richie, were you talking about going to Africa?
Yeah.
Watch out for those lions and bears.
Mm-hmm. Ella, I'll tell you what's about to happen. Let me tell you what's about to happen. What's about to happen is very important for you to know. You're going to shoot us. We're going to die. But then you're the one that's going to be responsible. Lo masano HaKadosh Baruch Hu biyadecha ela she'atid lipara damenu miyadcha. Point over here is that you may be making a joke out of the show, but the bottom line is the only reason the show's going on is in order to take it out on you. Nonetheless, he went ahead and killed them. I mean, he didn't take their warning seriously. So the question over here is what to do with this miyad. We'll have to, I'll tell you in a moment why it's problematic miyad. Omro lo zazu bisham. They didn't leave that spot. Achabo diupli miromi. A couple of goons who had been sent out from Rome to put this Turianus back in his place. They showed up. Upatsu et mocho begizrin. They took a couple of six, bashed his skull over for getting uppity. So his nekama came right away, and because of that show, they made it into a holiday. Now the question is. I mean, he told them. They told them the truth.
Should have made it into a movie, you know, a bloody movie like that.
We are living the movie right now and reading this. It's fantastic. So now there is a relationship between this and the Vaho Venergu Bo Shemaya V'Achia Achiv. Because when it says before Yom Trayanis, Gufe Betule Batlu, the reason that they were Mevatel it is, interestingly, there's a Shita, one of the Mefarshim, Yerushalmi, who brings that originally, as our president pointed out, they were saved. And these are the Hebrew names, Shemaya V'Achia, are the Hebrew names, Papa and Moliath,
after they were saved,
which were their Roman name. And so, okay, the story went that, you know, they showed their two dazzles. I mean, when they came and they admitted to the murder. At that point, they weren't killed because this vice had happened, and they went ahead and they made a holiday out of it. Later, they were killed. So they were mevatel, the holiday of Yom Teruyanas, because these guys actually were killed. Yeah, there is one sheet like this. Rosh says he doesn't know who we're referring to. Here, there doesn't even any record of a Shemaya Vahdi. Ein gozrin, next thing the Mishnah says, is Ein gozrin ta'anit ala tzibur b'tchila b'chamishi, and Ein gozrin ta'anit b'roshei chodashim, and then we have the question of what happens if the Seder ha'taniot is pogeya in one of these days. Let's take a look back at our Mishnah. So we had the Mishnah saying that if it started out, imit chilu, ein mapsikin, David Ramadan Will says, once you start, you don't stop. To which Rabbi Meir said, of course, it doesn't mean that we're mashulim. He means we keep some of the day as a tainus, and compares it to Tisha B'Av that comes out in Erev Shabbos and so on. So says the Gemara, you never defined when you said that imit chilu, ein mapsikin. What does it chilu mean? I mean, it means you've already done a whole series of 3 out of the 7, or what's it chilu mean? Kama yave hatchala. Sort of acha amar shalom. The meaning of a hatchala is now a machlokas between the Amoraim as to what was the meaning in the Mishnah about the hatchala. The Rav Akiva says 3, meaning sheni v'chamishi sheni. Rav Azi amar achad. And Rav Azi says even if they just started the series. Once you start the series is already in motion. And that's the whole point of making it 7 instead of gradual. You know, let's do 3 and then maybe we'll do another 3 and so on. We makabo 7, once you start it, you go keep going. Rav Yehuda amar Rav, the Zudiv Rav Meir Shomar Mishum Rav Gamliel. You don't think everybody agrees with that when Rabbi Gamliel said that you start, that he doesn't really mean you finish the whole thing. The Chachamim say that you finish the whole Ta'anit, Mitaneu Mashlim. And Dorash Majutra Mishmeh de Ravuna, Halacha Mitaneu Mashlim. And having started, you now keep your Ta'anit a whole day, even though it falls out on one of the days that you're not supposed to be Mitaneh. Once it's part of a series of the Nisharmim, there's no way to stop. Hazan Allah Seder Ta'aniyot. Ketzad? Now, Seder Ta'aniyot Eilam. What we've been talking about until now is a Seder of Ta'aniyot that is Kavua in time. Remember, that's all part of Seder. The Moedish. All that we've been talking about until now is the linkage of time to the Revia, the first rings, the Revia penetration of the Yoreh, right? But remember that we said that Taniyot are not necessarily kosher to Moed. I mean, they're also kosher to event. And we'll see a lot of different events. We talked about the Dever and things we mentioned briefly in the other paragraph. We talked about Shlomo and Melachadon. But it's also true that even things that are connected to the rains don't necessarily have to be Moed. Because there are certain things that are connected to rainfall that fall out of the Seder of the Moed. For instance, so the Seder Taniot Elu, everything we've been discussing until now, it's a very organized and gradual increase in the pressure we're bringing on God, right? So first we have the Yechidim, you know, then we all get out there, then we really start up with the tiniest and the Tzachas and the Shafers, and the, it's going wild up there, the Bezen Shomalot, probably, with the Afganot, it's major. But it's very gradual. We don't bring out all the weapons right away. But that's only where we're talking about the Revia Rishana, where the rains didn't start. But there are other things that are connected with the rains. Let's say, Smachim Shishinu. If you have now a change in the growth pattern, see, the Rambam learns this different. The Rambam learns that it's talking about over here that it rained, things started to grow, and now we already see the damage of insufficient rains in the plant. You don't have time for gradual pressure. It's time to bring out the heavy guns. Take the teva out. Do that, because if you're going to put it off for another week, it's going to be hopeless. They're going to be completely dried out. But so that ties in beautifully with the whole organization of the Masech, the Revi'i Rishona versus this. But others learned that Simachim Shishinu means Shishinu, meaning that you had a sudden outbreak of weeds or things like that that were mutations. So then you have to take care of it right away. That's not Machabre necessarily to the rain. That's not clear. But it would be nice to learn that way.
And this is
anytime. Anytime, exactly. Even if we don't see the signs of it, you can be absolutely sure that if you have a 40-day gap, then there's going to be irreversible damage if you don't do something right away. Because once it started to grow, and then it stops, it's not going to grow anymore. So therefore, batrin alayim right away. Because that's called a makat batzorah. That's called a drought, which is even worse than the not beginning of the Geshamim. Worst is when it looks like the Geshem starts, then all of a sudden it stops. Or even in a case where Yardu L'Tzmachim Avelo Yardu L'Ilan. Remember we said before there's different types of rain. So if you've got the light rains that are good for your plants, but not for your trees, or L'Ilan V'Lo L'Tzmachim, have very heavy rains that weren't good for the plants. Or L'Zevel, even if you had both types of rains, but there wasn't enough water to fill up the Borot, the Shechinu Ma'arot. And there we've got a problem, because what we're afraid of is the rain that we saw was the rain. We got our rain. Oh my God, this is terrible. I mean, this is our rain. We're not going to have what to drink, because it didn't fill up the Kinneret. So we don't have our cisterns filled. So if you didn't have rain, memela, so now you're misfollow gradually that the rain should come. But if you chayshet, that the rainy season basically has done its thing, and you're in bad shape. Oh, so then, in achinami or matrin miyad, even if it was lola barot or shechino ma'amarot, matrin miyad, or another indication that we may be in a real state of disaster, is where you have an ir shelo yardu alei gishamim, which is right next to another city and area, which did have gishamim, and there we're afraid that this is an indication of the kolala that we had in the pasuk, the entirety of irachat. So we have over there beferush where it says that if there's rain on one city, val irachat lo amtir, chelka chati mater. That means that this is Amos's curse, basically the vision that he had of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nekama. So we're afraid now that the other city is really not going to get it. And Lamais, in the end, the Gemara said earlier that Shneem leklala. So the halacha over there is that Otair, the city that didn't get the rain, is mitana umitra'at. So it has to both have a ta'anit, and also it goes through the tilas and the tzaakos and the shofros and so on. Whereas Kosev Vivoteha, the area around that city, is going to be profoundly impacted because the town people are going to be really forcing up the prices because of demand. They don't have anything in their area. They're going to spread out now for their supply. Spread out for the supply. Even the villagers are going to be in trouble because they're not going to be able to get food either. They're going to be bought up by too many mouths. So there's not enough supply to fill the demand. Therefore, they also have to fast because it's affecting them. But since it's not an immediate thing where they don't have gishamim, they have gishamim, so there shouldn't be an open matriot, whereas Rabbi Akiva says the opposite is true. Actually, matriot v'lo mit'anot, and we'll see what their machlokes is tomorrow at Chet. Kiman, Graviosi, Dobabinafanabinakravasur, so Yochibes or Vitishanami. My ira davi yumid become a human to become tambida, tape davi yumid the butter as rimitmanya bay, since according to Graviosi, a day afterwards is also a sur. The Tanya Besrim Vitmanya Beata Psur the Tavata Yudai, the Loya Eden Minoraita. Shapamakadnik Zrag Zeral Yisra Shaloya Askuba the Rav Shaloya Mulu at Bnehan, Vishy Khalalu Shabatot, Ma Asa Yuda Ben Shamua Vakavi Rav. הולכו ונטלו עצה בבדרודית האחת שכל גדול לרומי מצוין אצלה. אמרה להם, עמדו ואבגינו בלילה. הולכו ואבגינו בלילה, אמרו, יש המים, לא אחים אנחנו, לא בני אב אחד אנחנו, לא בני אם אחת אנחנו, מה נשתנינו מכל אומה ולשון שאתם גוזרים עלינו? גזירות רואות, it's so interesting, it's the same classic liberal type of philosophy that gets people to respond, you know. We're all children of the earth, and it's very interesting. This is way back, and it worked even then. I mean, this is
all the way back to Brian.
This is
Aesop. But didn't work on a good time.
This is Aesop. It works with Aesop. He's Shani Dan. That's the Aesop is the Gematria Shalom, as Brian points out. But he's the whole idea is to avoid confrontation if you can make yourself moral, you know. So bitlo voto ayom asau yom tov. You know, it's like the naivety. There's actually people who are suggesting how much could have been done if only the Jews had learned from Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Yeah. Can you imagine lying down in front of the Nazis to prevent their tanks from going?
He spoke like this.
They'd say, thank you very much. It saved us the gas.
Who spoke this? Martin Luther King addressed the AJC in 1965.
Sick.
What peaceful, nonviolent demonstration could have done with the Nazis. It was very moving, but it was
It wasn't moving. It was very laughable. And we should have tried it with the Japanese, too.
Yeah.
The Chinese should have just lied down, the Japanese.
And there's an encore.
Oh, dear.
With the Arabs.
We couldn't hurt somebody who's lying down and defenseless.
Yeah.
Incredible. So, okay, but this is Western psychology over here, basically. And they really think this is the way people are. So, Amar Abaye lo nitzra ela l'chodesh mu'ubar. Rabbi Asher Amar, filo tem l'chodesh chaser, it works out fine. Kol shela acharav b'ta'anit asur, but behesped mutar. Whereas over here, we created a situation where it's mutal ben shnei yamim tovim. Therefore, so, kiyom tov atzmo, v'afilo behesped nami asur. Omar, mitvanya beviatsov mu'ada, yitzuto af chagat shvuaya, now, what's the point of saying mitmanya be? Let me mitisha be. Because anyway, tmanya group is also davela yomadi to compare to mina. Well, that's because even ikla milta, the ilu, mikla milta, ubat lino to the first 7 days, so then if it wouldn't have been the first of the next day, so then the tmanya would have been mutter. Now tmanya group remains also because davela yomad karma, dituta be chagat shvuaya. Well, now that you're willing to entertain cancellations, ashtatitalachi, esrivatishanami, kiva di ilo mikla milta batina lesavitmanya, so esrivatusha gufe would be us, avil yumida kami yumida yitukup tamida, and therefore we now have a reason that we needed to make it us, itma. Rabkia parasi omaravaloka rabiosi, shmuel omaraloka rabi meir, what? Yom shmuelaka, the time shibbing amli lomar matam, lomar baon, baon, shtepamim, and we find Shmuel passing a lot of trimming on the old, a contradiction to his psak of Rabbi Meir. Well, he's just simply looking for a kula. Given like the time to make a Rabbi Meir. So he says, okay, I'll look at Rabbi Meir. Given the Shemai of Shimon, the make of Tve, I'm a lot of trimming on the old, the Chin Omer Bali, I'm Rabbi Barab, I'm Rabbi Yoka, I'll look at Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi said it is not the same case. Was only referring to the set of days which are delola hita ana'a, not the set of delola mispat bahon. Even that. The days of the kriya before are mutarim be'espeid v'tani. Referring to what case? Ilema, the case of what? Yerushalmi went to Tel Aviv. Mishara yachtim megillat ta'anit yom arba asabo v'yom chamisha asabo. Yimei puri ha'inu and the Lord of Mispeh Bon. And Rava said, obviously, I don't need megillat ta'anit to tell me. Ela, the sword shall zeh v'zeh v'shal zeh v'zeh. Ela, the case must be a b'nei arbeisar is living in a kvar, but karli b'tleisa. No, that's also anyway, it's yom nikna. Oh, okay, so it's b'nei arbeisar or karli b'tleisa. No, that's yom triyamas. Okay, so lav v'kari lei b'chadisar. Ukatani mutar besped v'tani, despite the fact that it's Erev Yom Trayanus. Nobody would miss Erev Yom Trayanus. No. It's talking about, we said before, b'nei arba'asar k'kar lei b'tresar. Your problem with Yom Trayanus is not a problem. Because Yom Trayanus gufi bitla batlua hol v'neergu v'shemaya v'achi achim. Ki yodra nachman gazetani to b'tresar. I'm like, Rabbani, what? Yom Trayanusu? We've been looking forward to this vacation all year. But wait, take the davar yom shelifnei yom nikanor. Amar Rav Ashi, you goofy batula, yom nikanor not make him an egg. Are you kidding? What are those days? Am I nikanor matrayamus? The time. Nikanor echad mi afarche yevanim haya. ובכל יום ויום היה מניף ידוע יהודה וירושלים ואומר, אם אתה הייתי פה בידי ורמסנה. ושגברה מלכות בית חשבוני ונצחון, קוצצו בעונות ידיו ורגליו, ותולעום בשערי ירושלים, ואומרו פה שהיה מדבר בגאווה, בידיים שהיו מניפות על ירושלים, תעשה בהם נקמה. ומה טוריאנס? אומר, כשבקש טוריאנס להרוג את טוריאנס את פפוס אחיו בלוטקיה, אמר להם, אם יעמור שלחנן ימישור ועזריה אתם, יבוא אלוהיכם ויציל אתכם מידי, כדרך שיציל את חנן ימישור ועזריה מיד נבוכדנצר. אומר לו, כמאפת, מן, חנן ימישור ועזריה צדיק בגמור היה, רואי אינו היה לעשות בהם נס, נבוכדנצר וזה מלך הגון היה, רואי לעשות להם נס הידו, you are an idiot.
And we are idiots. Why do you think he needs you to kill us? Now that was the problem of the Miyad that I mentioned later. Everybody thinks the Miyad is extra because it says Lo Zazu Misham. So what do you need Miyad for? They take out the Miyad. But the truth is that the problem with the Miyad is only Lafuke, whether the murder occurred then or occurred at some other time, and indeed this guy got killed first. So Alpha Peak and Argum could mean at the end. Mm-hmm. Not Argum Miyad on the spot. And indeed this guy got it first when they made the holiday. Later Alpha Peak and Argum, in which case were Mabato, the Yom Trayanos, which is the way it works out according to that sheet. So Lo Zazim Shamacher, Bo, do you plead me? By the way, that word also I forgot to mention is a cute word because it's Diu Pali. We still have the word Pali in things like metropolitan, where it's talking about a place of Sarim. Diu Pali would be a pair of Palis.
Not a dual citizen.
Cracker. Pali.
I don't
like that. Mirom, you're patsuot, but I'll אין גוזרים תלמיד על הציבור בתחילה בחמישי, אין גוזרים תלמיד בראש החדשים, אין אם התחילו, אין מפסיקים, וכמה היא התחלה, רבע כמה שלוש, שני חמישי, שני, רבע עשי אומר אחת. אומר רבי רב, but that's only רבי מאיר, הוא רוצה להן משלים, אין אומר שום שם גם ליה. אבל, כחמים אומרים, מתענה ומשלים. דורש מזות, משפט רבון ההלכה, מתענה ומשלים. אתם לא עושה את העניות קצת. סדר תעניות אלו, עמוד ברבי ראשונה, אבל צמחים ששינו, מטרים עליהם מיד. וכן, שפסקו גשמים בין גשר וגשר מהבועים יום, מטרים עליהם, בני שמכת בצורת. יורדו לצמחים, אבל לא יורדו לאילן, או לאילן ולא לצמחים, וריבן לזה ולזה, אבל לא לבורות שכינו מערות, מפלס הכנרת is minus 212.05, מטרים עליהם מיד. וכן עיר, שלא ירדו עליה גשמים, לפי מנתרתי על עיר אחת ועיר אחת לא אמתיר. חלקה אחת היא מטר, אותה העיר מתנה ומטרת, וכל סביבותיה מתנות, ולא מטריות. ועקיבא אומר, מטריות ולא מתנות.